Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
And my name is not Lois. It's Anna.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm so happy you are able to co-host with me. Our regular co-host, Liz, had something come up today, or she had something on the calendar today. So, fortunately, we're still having a show, and you, my dear cousin, get to co-host with me. And you had asked right before we got on the air if we had a topic or if we're just going to chat. And actually, I made some notes from our last mastermind that also includes Liz. Because we were all discussing things that were going on with us, as always. And I wrote some notes down on healing. And about, you had mentioned freedom. And in a sense, I think sometimes those things end up being synonymous. You know, once you're healed, you feel free. So I guess my topic, because some of the things I wrote down when it came to healing is it necessary to dig up the old stuff in order to release it? And then also, what does it mean to do the work? That was one thing. And then for freedom, it's just, what does it mean to have freedom? And I say all that also now looking up at the screen and seeing that we do have a hand raised for somebody in the queue. So I just thought I'd throw that out there, Anna, and see if that's something we want to bite on.
Yeah, we will. We can touch on every single one of those. Well, go ahead. I mean, let's go ahead and take the caller because we love a good conversation. And
yes,
see if we
yes,
can
yes.
And have that. And then, you know, maybe some of those, I don't want to say answers, but the conversation will probably touch on some of that as well.
More than likely. All right. It's area
More
code 631.
Yeah.
Good morning. You're on the air with Alisa and Anna. Who's this?
Hi. Good morning. This is Sue. I haven't called in a long time. I just wanted to see if you see any changes in my life.
Yeah. Sue. It's been a while. She's like, yeah, there are changes. The other co-host Liz, who normally has a database and she picks up on all kinds of stuff, she is not in today. But it's funny because your question is pretty much like, well, yeah, because stuff is always changing. There's always changes. I'm wondering if you have any specific changes you're looking for, if you wanted to share that with us.
Oh, no, just what you feel.
I do have my map deck with me too, Alisa. Thought maybe Sue would like me to. And Sue, it's a beautiful deck of cards from Colette Baron Reed, and map actually. It's sort of co-owned by Alisa and myself. It travels with me at times, and then when Alisa and I get to hang out together as cousins, as we do. We get to pull out all the decks and play with them. So I'm just kind of shuffling them up here to see if anything happens to pop out for you. But, you know, in life, it's always change. That's the only constant. And I talk about that all the time. So it's how we are in that change and how we feel. And when we want something, like Alisa was asking you specifically for something, then it's about focusing on that, and not in a sense that you have to sit and think about and ponder it every day, but just setting intentions, moving in the direction of that you want to go, because we are constantly changing. So why not direct that change as much as we can? So I am going to now pull this one that says, so kind of what I was talking about, which is details, details, details. So that's an interesting, you know, it's, again, putting that information in there. So it's saying that our most powerful patterns are created within the tiniest detail. So pay attention So this is the time to be aware of the fine print in all the areas of your life. Look at the details and leave the broad strokes for another time. When this card appears in a reading, it's a sign to finesse a project, make small but meaningful gestures, or add a personal touch to your correspondence. Be aware that what you need to know lies in the details. If you're entering into an agreement of any kind, pay attention to them before, not after, when it's too late. Clarity and transparency are key. You can gain great understanding by observing the minute body language, offhand remarks, and fleeting facial expressions that reveal the larger picture. So kind of what I said earlier, which is if you have an idea of what you want or what kind of changes you would like to make, and it doesn't, you know, of course, I just said details, and I said, well, it doesn't have to be specific, because what's going to happen is when you do add those details, the universe, source, God, whatever language you put on that higher power that works through you, will give you something equal to or greater than what you're expecting. And for you to be in a place to receive that is what we like to focus on here, because it's about raising our vibration and being in a space. And Sue, when you called in, I felt your energy is pretty high. I mean, I feel like your energy is there. So what do we see for you? Well, it's what do you see for yourself? Because you can have whatever you want. And I'm saying that to you, and some people say, well, you know, I don't know about that. But you can have whatever you want. It's the belief and the intention that you go in the direction that you want to go. So, for example, my intention is to create my very own space by the end of the year. What does that look like? Well, now I'm looking at the details. I'm looking at land. I'm looking at houses. I'm looking at areas of where I want to live, how, you know, because I, you know, I travel a lot and I'm ready. I've been doing that for 2 years and I'm ready to pedal back down. So my intention, I set my intention and now I'm pulling in the details. I'm looking at things that please me. I'm looking at things that feel good. I'm looking at all of the things that I would love to have in my space. So does that make sense? Like, so pick for yourself some things that you would, you know, yeah, I know I'm changing. We know we're always changing. So how would you like that change to roll out? You know, set that intention.
Okay.
That, well, yeah. So I know it's not specific. It's different for each of us, because if Liz were here, she'd probably give you a message and Elisa could do numerology and we would move in a direction that says this, you know, boom. But overall, it's kind of, what do you want? What changes do you want in your life? Because they can all be. Go ahead.
Well, I would say, Sue, also, usually when we ask a general question, the reason why I was asking you, first of all, if there was anything specific, was because there's usually something. Even if we don't know exactly what that is yet, there's usually something fueling that question. Out of all the questions you could have asked to call in, just asking about are there any changes, you know, the automatic answer will always be yes. Of course there are going to be changes. Now, the question is it change that you're expecting just to happen to you, or is it a change that you could create? And usually change.
I'm trying to create it. I'd like to make different friends, new friends, and
yeah.
I'd like, and I got it. I'm working at a bus company in the summer. It's not my ideal job. I got offered a position, but the personnel didn't call. It was a last minute thing, and just my gut feeling said this isn't going to work. So I denied it. Said no, thank you. I don't know if that was the right decision or not, but it was just a gut feeling. So I don't know if I have to stay at the bus or if I'm going to get another call like today or tomorrow from a school district and scramble and they'll hire me. That's kind of what I was asking too.
Yeah. So these are things that, yeah, you know, and I love how you can own that. You can own the, you know, it's what I want to create. And sometimes when we make a decision, we kind of look at it black and white, like, oh, I made this decision. I said no. And like, that's it. It just means that you followed your instinct, and instead of lingering in that area of, well, did I do the right thing or not? Because it's already done. And that doesn't mean that opportunity won't come back around again. It just means, like, if it did come back around again, you'd probably revisit all the reasons why you said no to begin with. So now we have to look at what else is out there, and you know, what other opportunities can I be creating just to show for myself, yeah, I'm doing it. I'm making these changes. And so I get that the idea of, like, scrambling to find the next thing, one doesn't always feel great, because most people don't like to scramble, unless it's like eggs or something like that. Most people don't want to scramble.
Right, so I might
However,
just stay where I am at, because, you know, it is
right.
what it is.
And so you're already doing that. It just means be open to these other changes, because some of the changes that we end up getting, it's because we've changed our mindset in little ways. So in this sense, it's not like a direct, I need this, so I'm going to do this. Sometimes it's because it's not that clear. You don't know what the opportunities are out there, but you sort of have an idea of, if something comes along, then that's, I'm going to explore that. I'll entertain it. But like you did with the other position, you entertained it, you did all the things, and then you thought, something's not right. No. So, and everyone has a right to do that. It's good to exercise that. The thing is, like I said, don't get caught up on, oh, I said no, so it's final no for everything. It means you passed on that one, and you're owning that you chose to do that. And so you also are looking at creating other opportunities. And again, the mindset is, I'm open to these other opportunities. And it's just being open. It's not saying, well, I've counted myself out because I said no once before. It just means, I'm all right. I've already got something. I've got something I'm doing right now, and I just have to be open. And so the change here is like the change in your mind to receive, and you still have a choice. You can still say no, or you can say yes. There's freedom in that. And so the worry or the uncertainty that comes with most decisions that we tend to make, you just have to figure out a way to direct those thoughts that go into that into something else. Direct it into, look at what else is going on. And, you know, I've got this happening. This is relatively, you know, it's stable. It's what I'm doing right now. Just be very present, but then open to what else is coming. So the change can come from outside, but a lot of those changes that come from the outside, they don't have a way in unless we've made some changes within ourselves to be receptive to opportunities. So that, I think, you know, take a breath, definitely, because, like I said, the scrambling part, unless you really want to do that, it just comes up with a lot. It brings a lot of anxiety and a sense of not being in control. And there are some things you want to be in control of, and that's anything that you can decide on for you outside of your control. A lot of it's just leave it to the universe. Leave it to the universe. But you're working together. It's not like you're trying to, you know, one up each other. You're trying to work together, and you're hoping to see where these pockets of opportunity are. The thing is, like I said, you still have decisions to make. Like, some people, you know, I want to manifest a cup of coffee, and it's like, oh, but I really just need decaf. You know, so then we get into little details. But it's okay. Like, the bigger picture is, you manifested something. There was an opportunity, but you chose to do something else, and you need to be okay with that, because why would that be the only opportunity in your life? That's just not how it works, right? You know, in the bigger picture, there are other things that are going to come your way. You just have to be aware of it and allow, you know, receive those possibilities. That's what I got for you, Sue. I know you're usually busy, you're wanting to do things, but the changes are happening all around you. Maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, you would have taken that very first thing that came along. And I think you may have done that before, and you know what that's like. Like, oh, I said yes, but it really wasn't a good fit. So this is why you make different choices now. And so honor that change that you made within yourself. That's pretty good. So we still have things to learn. We still have things to experience. So I wouldn't count yourself out. All change is just a way to mix things up. And sometimes people like the change, and most of the times we're in resistance to it even before we get any of the benefits, before we even know what the change is. Like, no, I don't want to do that. So keep your head up and, you know, just breathe. Just know you're still doing what you need to be doing. And don't beat yourself up for what may have been a good thing or may have been a bad thing. You've already made the decision. Stand by yourself. Stand by your decision.
Acknowledge the gut feeling.
Yeah.
I want to say acknowledge the gut feeling. Yeah. Because most people don't. They say, oh, I need this. I need this job. I need this. I need to go and do this. They don't say, I'm not feeling into it to say whether I feel like it or not. What the first thing you said was, I got a gut feeling. That's your intuition. Trust that intuition. Now, if you're just kind of working that muscle of intuition, Sue, say to yourself, okay, am I not taking the job because of fear? Am I taking the job because, you know, if it's something that is new and you're not, you know, you're like, I don't know, you know, I'm a little hesitant. Not that I don't, like, I don't know about that job. At the same time, I'm kind of curious about it. To me, that's more of a yes than a no. When you intuitively, I feel like you intuitively.
Oh, I don't know. It could have been that too. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now the awareness is, because I brought it up and you're here on this call, I feel like there's a reason why you're here right now having this conversation with me and Elisa. And I think it's because you are aware of your intuition. You are aware of what's possible and you're becoming more aware, as we all are. And we all have to start somewhere. So when I acknowledge you for saying, I got a gut feeling. Because that gut feeling is your guidance system. So, you know, like you said, I want to make new friends. So when you meet someone new, you probably get a gut feeling of whether or not this is somebody that you want to allow in your life or not, or somebody that you want to be friends with. And sometimes we don't take that advice, right? Sometimes we don't take every single message out there that says no, you know, and things go a different way. And I feel like when you're now more aware of, I have this intuitive, I have my spidey sense. Who is it that calls it spidey sense? Use your spidey sense. Somebody does. Somebody said, use your spidey sense. But use that intuitive nature. And if you're just getting used to it, you know, and say, okay, am I coming from this from a place of fear? Like, I've never had this type of job before. I've never done this particular thing, or I've never.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Could have been a little bit of both. I know I keep saying I don't know.
But you do. And I feel like you knew that the answer was no. I think in your gut you felt like, yeah, no, that's not it. Because
one school district who's really close to where I live, they had an ad in. And they said the ad was August 31st, but school starts September 8th. I called them. They never called me back. I didn't know if I should call again today one last time or just leave it alone.
I would follow up. I got on that. You should follow up.
I mean, I called last week or the week before, and the week before that once only, not every day, but nobody called me back. So that's almost like saying, okay, we found people.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the same thing. The when you ask that question, same thing. Like, yeah, just yeah. It wouldn't hurt to call. It wouldn't hurt to follow up. And if you can decide, like,
call,
I'm going to call
and then leave it alone.
That's up to you. You could be like, okay, well, yeah. If you get no answer again today, and you know it starts next week, then you know that's up to you. You can be like, well, I could keep chasing it, but. But
I don't want to feel like I'm chasing
intuition.
It.
Well, I mean, that would be, what does your intuition say? What does your gut say?
I don't know on this one.
Yeah. Well, so when you don't know, it's up to you to act or not act. Both Anna and I were like, yeah, you know, what does it hurt to call? Try one more time.
And they're going
to
think, like,
you know,
I'm stalking them.
Yeah, but they haven't responded back. So, I mean, it's not like,
I mean,
you know, like, like some relationship, like, oh, I just met you, I'm going to call you every day or whatever, you know, or you're brushing them off, you know, it's just, it's either they're super busy because it is the beginning of the school year, trying to get everything just squared away. And it just, you know, there are a lot of factors, not to take it personally, but for your peace of mind, maybe you set those parameters for yourself. I'll do one more call today and I will leave it. And that's it. Cause you've done it a couple of times before, at least once before. And if that, you know, that's it, then that's it. And just let it go and don't let it linger. Like whatever decision you make, like stand by yourself. And even if you say right now, you don't know, there is no wrong here. It's just, where are you going to put your energy? Where are you focusing your energy? If it's on stuff that you have no say on what happens, you know, like you put your stuff in there and either it comes back, yeah, we want you, or no, we've moved on to someone else. It would be nice for the courtesy of them telling you we found somebody else. But sometimes,
well, I didn't even interview. That's what I'm saying. They didn't even call me for an interview.
Okay. So then based on that, what does your gut say? Do you need to call today or do you need to leave?
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, so just sit with that. Because, you know, you got two answers on our end, but it's up to you. And it's not going to be a wrong thing. But, now we're finding all the other, oh, well, you know, I applied, they didn't, you know, or they haven't called me back. Again, where are you going to put your focus? At what point do you decide, I need to move on from this? You know, I've done my part. And if it circles back around, that's great. If it doesn't, I'm still moving on. I think that's it.
I'm not going to call. The deadline was yesterday. The school starts in a week. If they are interested, I think they would call me today. If they're not, they're not going to.
All right. So just free up that focus to something else that actually feeds you, that gives you something excited about, instead of like the whole chasing, scrambling, hoping, grasping.
Yeah, you're right.
Because
guess you don't. Do you get an inkling if they're going to call or not today, or you don't know? Have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. That I don't know. I mean, that's, again, that's still putting the focus on that issue. It's you know, like if you decide just say I'm not going to call, let it go.
If their deadline was yesterday, obviously they're still looking at things. I mean, I don't know what that deadline means. So they're still looking at things. And you have to say, universe, this has been a completely different kind of year. Everything is different. And, you know, you say, you know, Sue, I hear you say, you know, they would have called me by now. But if their deadline was yesterday, then they could very well be, you know, because I'm sure there's a different look. Their staff looks different. People who are reviewing are look different. Everything looks different. So what I think I hear Elisa saying too is, you know, first of all, you know, don't put your energy in the, you know, they would have called me, or it's done now or whatever. I'd still be open to it because, like I said, if somebody says the deadline is yesterday, then they, chances are they have not called back all of these different people. You know, maybe they have, maybe they haven't, we don't know. And here's what I'm feeling too. It's like, you know, you get into the year of school, and I know, especially with what's going on in the world today, somebody's going to say, I'm not going to do this. I'm unable to do this. And all of a sudden there's a spot that opens up. So you never know what opportunities are going to arise based on a phone call, a follow-up, a conversation. You know, there's so many little variables in there, the details, that guess what? You're not going to manage. You allow the universe, you allow source, allow God, if you use those words, allow that higher power. Just give it up and say, listen, you know, here, it's yours. You do the details.
What I would really like is to work down the road at a high school. One of my friends is working there, and to work as an aide or an assistant down the road. That's what I'm putting out to the universe.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
And then, yeah, and just don't say it's not going to happen. That's the difference, because that's the resistance. And it's so, I was actually on the air last night, and we were talking about just that very thing. Like, we kind of yo-yo ourselves. We go, I want this, but you know, it's too late in the year already. I want this, but they haven't called me yet. I want this, but you see how that, it's like, yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah, no. So energetically, that's what you're doing. I, you know, we all do it. So it's learning to shift that energy. It's learning to shift that yes and keep it a yes. And again, be open to opportunity and possibility that may look something different than what you're used to, but say, yeah, I've never done that before, or that sounds interesting, and move in that direction.
Yeah, because there was something today that it was just for a monitor position, but it was full time, and it was only 13 miles instead of 18 miles away or whatever, and maybe they'll call. I don't even know. I'm just going to try to chill and take a walk.
There you go. That's it. That's exactly it. And we can say that over and over again. And I know for myself, same situation, have had situations that, like, I really wanted this to happen. I really wanted these things. But then, I mean, strangely enough, other weird things happened, and then all of a sudden, there's my answer. It's like, but I had to take this little weird jog around this strange little, you know, I had to turn left instead of continuing forward. I had to turn left and go around the block and come back. And that sounds weird, but sometimes that's how we take our journeys, because there's something we need to see or something we need to experience along the way. And I think a lot of times that experiencing is just letting go. And just being allowing the universe to do its work and not forcing it.
Okay, so, well then today I'm not going to apply to any more jobs, and then the universe take over and just keep the job I have. It's meant to be. I will, and if not, I'll get a phone call today.
Well, yeah, you'll get a phone call. You'll get, and you know, if you are looking at jobs and you're like, hey, that one looks interesting, I will throw my resume out there. I'll put it out there. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm not going to anymore. It's like I'm done with family.
I understand.
Sue, I would say do something today that you enjoy, so you can focus on you and let things, it's like watching, you know, watching a pot of water boil, you know, like you're waiting for it to happen, and
I'm not gonna wait anymore. It is what it is. But it's just like dating. I've gone out with men who go out with me a whole day, and they'll say, you're not my type. Well, I met somebody last night, and they're like, yeah. I said, well, we're talking. And I go, what did you like about my profile online? He goes, you're getting too deep for me. All profiles are the same, and I can get a 40-year-old. It makes you feel real good.
Wow. Well,
what does that say about that person? And that's somebody who doesn't want to be
with anyway.
That's
the kind of people I'm meeting, so it makes like God doesn't want me to meet a man.
So let's not say that. Let's stop that. And let's say, what type of man do you want to meet? And start focusing on
that. I have put
that
out to the universe, and I'm just getting jerks.
Yep. Yeah. One step at a time. What did you – here's this. Next time you go out and you get a jerk,
I really don't even want to anymore, because they're like, one person would talk about his ex-wife and everything else, and then I said, do you know my eyes are hazel? He goes, yeah, you don't have to tell me, I can see.
To me, that just tells you that's not the guy for you. How can you say it's about the other person, it's not about you? So it's just telling you, this is not the person for me. But instead of getting really frustrated with it, just say, hey, okay, I went on a date, that's another date, and what did I appreciate about the date? Find something in there to appreciate. Find something to shift that energy from, yeah, I can see, to, oh, well, guy had nice shoes, or maybe he dressed well, or maybe you like the color of his hair, or something that's going to just shift. So because it's like, is there anything about this person that showed up that just an
you could do that, but then the person said, we don't have anything in common, I don't want to see you again.
And then but what I'm saying is, you're not saying this for him, you're saying this for you. Like, for example, you go out with somebody and they've got, you know, he's got good hair. It's like, in your mind, you're like, hey, he's got good hair. So what you're doing?
Oh my gosh, the guy did have good hair.
So, see,
so where's that getting me, though? Oh, he had nice hair. Okay, bye.
No, no, that's because it's like you go out with one guy. He's not the guy, but did he have something in your list of what I want in a guy? He had good hair. Okay, great. Next guy. Oh, he dressed well. Okay, good. That's on my list. Next guy. All right, guys, this guy's got good hair.
Yeah, but then what if they don't want to see you? Then your self-confidence, if they keep putting you down, you're not my type. You're not my type. You're not my type.
Well, just chalk it up to being honest. They're being honest. Just saying you should do the same. If that guy said, let's get married right now, what would you say? Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Met you. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. No, it's the same thing. You're dating to see whether or not you like each other. You're dating, and if somebody's honest and upfront, then you know what? You don't have to deal with them. I wouldn't want a jerk like that in my life anyway. Somebody who was not going to see me, somebody who wasn't going to look at me, somebody who wasn't going to acknowledge me. So then that's a plus. Now you got rid of them. Now you've opened yourself up to the next one. Don't give up. It's not about giving up. It's just allowing. And you know what? It's not, you're not taking a beating. This just shows you their personality. So I don't know what kind of dating profile you want, what kind of dating thing that
you're
doing.
I'm not doing it anymore. It's too hard. I'm done.
Okay. See, and so that, you know, the too hard and I'm done. So go ahead and let go and just say, I had some experiences, woo, fine, whatever, and just let it go. And the same thing, when we try so hard sometimes to make something happen and it doesn't happen and we feel disappointed, that disappointment actually keeps us from the true answer, the true thing.
No, you're right. You're very right. That's why I said I'm not online dating. I'm done. I'm letting it go. I'm just going to walk, take care of myself. And with the jobs, I'm not going to chase. And whatever comes from the universe, I'll take.
Here's something interesting, and I don't know if where you're at and how this is playing out, but meetup.com,
I don't like all that stuff because you're chasing stuff too. I've done that, and it just doesn't work. It's a bunch of women yapping, and then they chase after a man, and, you know, you have to make money to go to different places, and I'm just about making it on Long Island by myself. It's hard.
Well, not okay.
No, I'm allowing you a full-time job and a part-time job.
Right. So, but I'm saying, like, you talk about, you walk, you know. Is there a group that walks? You join the group. You know, go see a movie. Is there a group that goes to see a movie? I know people who just, they go do things just to do things. Not to meet people, just to do things. And they don't have to cost a lot of money. They don't have to, yeah. Okay. So, that's the thing. Like when we say it's hard, it's going to be hard. Change that so it's not easy.
No, I've joined a walk-up group, and most of them just got boyfriends. I'm just saying, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just sharing ideas.
Sharing ideas.
Yeah. So.
All right.
But the idea is trust your intuition.
All right, I will.
And let it be open, and we all go through changes and shifts. It's how we're perceiving it. How we're perceiving it is how we're navigating in our life.
Yes. No, I'm taking your advice. I'm letting things go today, and that's it. I'll start my bus job next Tuesday unless somebody else calls with a better job. And then with the guys, I'll just say let it happen. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it does.
Mhm. All right.
Well, Sue, good luck to you.
I
mean, sounds like you're going to make some decisions for yourself anyway. And I would say, maybe if you have a chance, download this show and just listen to the conversation again, and see where, not that you have to be soft, but where you can be open. And even if your thing is to say no right away, just if you say it, but if your actions at some point say, okay, yeah, I need to reconsider some of these things, or I need to be open in different ways, just consider that. But it's always good to hear from you. Best wishes always to you, and hopefully, you know, you get your peace of mind today. You can step away and just enjoy the day. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
right. Sue.
Take care. And I want to say hello to Jay and Marguerite because they are in the in the chat room. And I just thought, you know, Raven, I definitely read your stuff. You know, stuff that we were just talking about with Sue was like, yeah, it would be a good business practice just to call back, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, what feels good. She said, sounds like Sue wants to hear the answer to her own question. She needs to listen to herself and realize she has the answer, which she does.
You know, sometimes it takes, I mean, I know it did for
sure.
me. You know it did for me because you've told me over and over and over. I mean, how many years, Alisa, how many years did it take for you to be saying your woo-woo stuff to me before I even got it, you know? I mean, it really literally took my mom physically from leaving the planet and rolling around in my own, I'm so miserable and sad, why did this happen to me, for almost 2 years in order for me to go, oh, my God, Alisa was talking about this stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes it's a process. It's all a process, and it's change. And here's the thing with that change, things are going to happen in your life that may feel fantastic or may not feel so great. So when we come up with somebody or come up and have a conversation with somebody and it doesn't feel good, that's, first of all, whatever they're saying is about them and their perspective. And however we feel, we've got to own that. And then the question is, what are you aligning with? So
right.
If you're aligning with people who are not acknowledging you, then yes, it's about shifting your energy, not the other person's
right.
energy. You're not responsible for them. You've got to shift your energy in order to align with those that are lining up with you. And that's not an easy pill to swallow. Sometimes you're like,
well,
what?
No.
What?
Well, I mean, and something that came up as you were talking, like, the people that you hang out with, the reason why you keep hanging out with them is because there are things that you line up with them. And whether that, you know, that could be a toxic relationship on the outside, you know, or it can be something supremely uplifting, regardless, whatever your awareness is of that situation, that is what you're lining up with. And just with Sue and that little conversation, you know, she's hearing all the negative. You know, what she's getting is probably a mirror of, you know, what she thinks of herself. And it could be because of all these circumstances that have happened to her, you know, has made her decide, well, you know, yeah, now my confidence is shot. But it's not really who she is because, you know, we all have really good stuff about us.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think it's interesting because if you don't, it isn't.
Well,
but I'm just saying if what you're allowing is like, oh, well, the message I got here is that they don't want me. That, you know, they don't, yeah, basically that they don't want me. That's with a job. Mm-hmm. That's with dating. They don't want me.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that leave me with? And it's not going to be an answer within an hour long show online from two people that she doesn't know very well. That's going to be like, oh yeah, they said I was all wonderful, but they don't even know me. So wait a minute. So you know, there is a process. I mean, when you were going through what you were going through all those years ago, Anna, you know, I've known you my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. But you were not in a position to hear it. But I said what I needed to say anyway, because sometimes it sticks. It just doesn't come up.
And you continue.
Up. Right.
That's what you continue to be that counsel for me. And that's the big thing. Like you've seen me, like literally in the past 4 years, you've seen something. You've watched and observed what happened in my life. What happened, what was happening, what is happening. And you could probably attest to the shift. And that had to be internal shift. Because when we have things happen, and they will, and you're going to be around some people that don't help you feel good, and you will. It's all up to you to hold that energy. And now I don't, you know, we're human. Yeah, we're going to take some things personally, but when we when we step back to observe it, we're going to go, wait a second, that's not about me. That's not about me. You know? But yeah, you've got a right to be angry or sad or upset or, oh, my God, this again, you know. But, too, like when you see patterns and stuff like that happening, then that's check your energy. And I'm saying that for myself. And I would not say these things unless I hadn't gone through a lot of stuff from, you know, even owning my own company for such a long time, but also to the point where I was out looking for jobs. I had my resume out there. I probably put my resume out to 20 companies. I got one reply, and it was, your resume is not up to par to what we want. Well, wait a second here. I have, I could have gone into that. I've owned my own business. I could have done that, but I didn't. I get it. No, not in alignment, because there's something even more better for me.
I think huge. That is huge, because that's exactly what she was doing, is kind of holding on to, like, well, let me give you all the examples of why this is not, what's happened to me. Why it's not going to work. No, I did it. No. So there's a lot of no
and then,
going on.
And then, yes, no, and it's hard. So you got to shift that to, yes, I'm open and it's easy and I'm going to move on from there. And you talk about dating. I'm not going to get into it. Yes, I put myself on a dating site for 6 months, and I would sue on that. I'm done. Oh my God. That was nuts. That was absolutely nuts. You talk about, I don't want to say people are wackadoodle, but my goodness, never again. No, don't recommend it. Wouldn't put, no. And so I'm with her on it. I understand what she's saying. I'm just telling her, it's not about her. It's about them. And if you continue to line up with similar people or the same people, then that energy is about you. So shift the energy. It's not about them. What they're saying is true. It's, my energy shifts so that I need to shift my energy so that I allow that person in. I allow the person in.
Right.
You know, and it could be another 4 or 5 dates, but be open to it. And that's the thing that I want to say. It's like, don't be discouraged about it. Know that this is just showing you these aren't the people for you, and it's time to shift your energy into, ooh, what's possible? Yeah, what's possible? Mm-hmm. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that, those are yes, have the experiences. I understand it fully. That's why I wouldn't have spoken to it unless it's like, oh my gosh, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, all right. So I know we have a few minutes left. So what were our topics? So we started out with, we haven't had a caller. I was like, what are we talking about?
Well, we were talking about. I like what Sue brought up. Because it brought, in all the things we've just been talking about, it brings up some things about uncertainty and doubts, and how we handle. How we handle that? How do we work through it? And as you were talking, like I'm doing a writing prompt today. I actually did it earlier today about uncertainty and to bring up a time in my life when I felt uncertain and how did I go through it? And a few, obviously, a lot of things were brought up. Like, I only have to pick one. I had two that I wrote about because I felt like they were tied together, and it had to do with one having to do with school. And being part of the new gifted and talented program in my county, and going finally making it through the testing process, going to probably I think the first class or whatever, and feeling so out of my depth because I thought everybody there was so much smarter than I was because they acted like they totally belonged there, like it was a vibe. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I feel like, man, I am like the only brown person. Well, I probably wasn't the only brown person, but because, let's face it, it's gifted and talented. There are probably a few Asians in there. But I just felt like, man, I just don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I belong. And so in talking to my mom, because my mom was so excited about me being in this program, and she asked me, of course, how my day was. And I remember just telling her all those things. Like, everyone here is so smart, and I don't know if this is what I need to be doing. You know, I'm like 8 years old or whatever, you know, feeling this pressure. And so my mom is such a smart woman. And you know, there's no bones about how important education is for her. You know, how she wanted to impress that upon all of us, you know, and so she was not going to be like beating over my head. She just said, I'll tell you, you know, I'm sure she said something like, you know, you're plenty smart or whatever. But she just said, well, just try it one more week. Just give it one more try. And if you don't like it, you know, if you really have a bad time, then we'll see about getting you out of the program. But give it one more shot, because not anybody can do this. You know, all the things you had to do to get into it, you know, don't let this discourage you. So, you know, good thing it was only once a week, this class, because I'm sure my mind was filled with other stuff. And I get to the second class or the next class, and I didn't have any problems. You know, it was just me. I think the topic of the day was different, and it was a different vibe, a different scene. So I came back, and I mean, I don't even know if I had to bring it up, or I'm sure she asked, you know, how my day was, but I'm sure she started crossing her fingers like, I hope she had a good day, because I'm not taking her out of the program. Like that. How am I going to tell her? Well, you're going to stick with it. But it wasn't an issue after that. I just needed, I needed some time to do whatever I wanted to do. I like that she had my back. I like that she listened. And I like that there was an exit plan. All right. So if you don't like it, you're like, oh, all right, covers all my bases, and I don't have to deal with it for another week, so I can just hang out. No problem. But that feeling of being uncertain because everything's new, and for me, that sense of belonging or not belonging, which until I wrote that out this morning, I didn't realize it was such a big deal, because I usually like being the only Filipino, or, you know, being the different one. Like, I guess over the years I've embraced that, but as a kid, feeling out of my depth, and I've had that feeling before academically, where I'm like, what am I doing here? I don't know about that. I don't have the brain that this person has, or I don't know how this person expresses herself so eloquently, and then here I am. The example was, this is for another like gifted and talented type class. It was a summer school class, so even double whammy, right? Like, I signed up for this on my spare time. And it was like a creative writing or creative storytelling class. I thought, oh, that would be great, you know. And the one task was to, like, describe a cloud. And, you know, I'm so literal and so practical. I'm like, it's like gases and what, you know, like, very scientific. And then meanwhile, another person was talking about, like, cotton candy, you know, fluff. And I'm like, oh, man, that sounds so good. And then I'm looking at mine like, well, this was just straight out of a textbook that I remembered for some reason. Like, I'm not creative. This is awful. And just decided, oh, man, I'm stuck in this class for however, like, 6 weeks of the summer. Crap. You know, I'm not going to be good enough. So these are things that I'm remembering. I mean, I didn't obviously leave the class. I guess I could have. Oh, maybe I did. Did I? No, I didn't. I think I stuck with it, but there was that feeling of not being good enough, or right. As I look at it now, not doing the same things that other people were doing. Like, I don't see clouds the same way this person does, and that's okay. That's how it should be.
Right.
You know, I don't get cotton candy very often, so that's why I didn't think about cotton candy. You know,
yeah.
But it was just a different way. So that's me as probably 11, you know, 11 or 12 years old, figuring stuff out, and those things stay with you until you realize, holy crap, you know, that's just something different. It's just a different perspective.
Well, along those lines, I had a conversation with the president of my class in high school, and he and I were talking one time, and he said, here's the funny part. You know, you might go through high school or whatever feeling inadequate, or feeling like you're not good enough, or feeling like you just, oh my God, I'm in the wrong place, or oh, I have stupid ideas, or whatever that is. But every single person there is thinking the same thing.
Right.
Every single
right.
Like, we're not looking like, oh my God, am I wearing the right shirt? Am I wearing the right pants? Am I wearing the right shoes? Every single kid in there is going, am I wearing the right shirt? We're not looking at each other.
Right.
We're looking at ourselves. And
right.
It's like, because I was telling Bobby, I was like, yeah, you were one of the cool kids, you know? And he's like, oh, well, you were one of the brainy artsy kids, you know, or whatever. It's like, we might've labeled each other, but we were thinking the same thing. Like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm wearing, for me, as shock and awe, all my punky clothes were dirty. I had to wear an Izod polo to work to school, and a pair of jeans and a pair of Nikes, and I look like a preppy, and oh my God, it's terrible, you know? And so you're thinking about all this stuff, and then Bobby would say, you know, there'd be a day where, you know, he'd come to school in a t-shirt, which was not him. He was polo and jeans and, you know, loafers, and, you know, so it was kind of funny how we had these ideas. They weren't bad, though. They weren't bad ideas. It's just like, okay, you were the creative, artsy, you know, whatever one, you know, yeah, you solve math problems, but you could draw, you know, and he was, you know, he was the jock. So we labeled each other, but it wasn't like I hated you because you were that. It's just you're different. But we weren't even thinking about that either. We were just thinking, am I wearing the right shoes? <You know>?
Right.
Are my
Levi's
regular
fit in?
Or button fly? Right. So do I fit in?
Do I fit in? Am I going to get made fun of for, you know, for these like off market, you know, tennis shoes or whatever?
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We have a few minutes left, but I know Raven had put some things in here in the chat room earlier about dreams, and has anyone had any strange dreams? And she's thinking full moon energy. So I was actually hoping to have some dreams last night. I've been dealing with another flare up with this, you know, eczema, psoriasis, whatever it is, ancestral anger. And I was writing in my journal, like, yeah, I'm just writing. It's this question of, you know, what can I do to help mitigate this, like this anger that's coming up, that's being expressed in this way. But I didn't get any dreams. I just remember waking up in the middle of the night, like, I got to go pee. And, oh, yeah, it's still itchy, still painful. Let me go back to sleep. That was it. But
I feel like my brain has been on. Yeah, on. Like, go ahead, though. What else was she saying?
Well, she's on the phone now, so. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question.
Specific. Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's the meaning of life?
42.
That's kind of a general question there.
Oh, yeah. I know.
To
be
I didn't want to say too much.
To love and be loved.
Yes. I agree with that. Okay.
Yeah. Be happy.
You did so well with Sue, because I listened to her years ago on numerous other call shows, you know, call-in shows. So you did very well.
She's called in a few times.
For someone who wants the answers given to her, and you have to actually work for them. You have to believe in yourself to actually hear the answers, you know, get to them. And sometimes if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to even see it when it's right in front of you. So,
well, you know, it's interesting you say that, and this is the stuff that we've kind of been working on behind the scenes, and the stuff with neuroscience, and really releasing a lot of the unconscious blocks and resistance that are going on. And so, and this is getting into a little bit of a deeper mode for a second, but we'll turn it around here. But, you know, we're all running on 95% unconscious. So when we understand that, know that, things will trigger us. We might not even know why, you know, that somebody said, you know, no, you're not my type. You know, I look at that as thank you for being honest. And some people are like, that's an insult. But it's like, I would rather somebody be honest and spend, you know, how many years?
Right.
18 years with somebody who's, you know, you have no idea that you are like this, like the nemesis for them, you know? So, You have to understand that. And so thank you for being honest. It just shifts the energy. So when we know of these blockages, we know that there's resistance in there. We know there's stuff from, you know, age seven and before. I mean, there are three sets of memories, four and four and before birth, seven and before birth, and then birth up to where we are now. And when we feel into these memories and we have patterns that show up and we have things that show up for us, and we can't explain why we're triggered, why things are going on, why things are coming into our life, but it's the same thing, it's the same type of person, it's the same type of people, we're getting over and over. That's something unconsciously that we're attracting to ourselves. And mm-hmm. I know that sounds, that's like, you know, what are we doing? But when you can clear those, and there are lots of modalities out there to help, and you focus on an intention of clearing your unconscious mind. It can be repetitive. It can be, but this is the thing. Nobody's broken, nothing's fixed. This is all a journey, folks. This is all a journey. And the idea is we could get, you know, people who I think have resistance, and I'm not pointing out anyone. I'm just saying in general, people that have a resistance to me are kind of like people who won't even try a roller coaster, right? They won't even try. Life is like a roller coaster. We're going to have ups and downs. We're going to have great times and not great times. We're going to have stuff that happens. It's how we handle it. And mm-hmm. when our programming says freak and run away, which is tribal, right? It's like, oh my God, fight or flight. Then that's, we're going to continue to get that. So the, you know, what's helped me and I believe has helped Elisa and so many others is we're working on that unconscious programming and releasing those blocks and resistance. And that's a segue into acknowledging our sponsor. And then we'll get back to that. But it's the MAP Coaching Institute, Colette Stryker. Even if you don't kind of believe in what I'm saying, you know, you either Google Colette Stryker, Streicher, or go to the mapcoachinginstitute.com and see what they're about. But I will tell you, and you can get a session for $17. I mean, it's like, boom. And I'm not pushing it. I don't make money on this. This is something that has helped my life. And I believe, and at least I don't, you know, you can, because I share some of this stuff with people. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. when you clear that stuff and let that stuff go, you open yourself up to that. You come back around to the question you asked when you first got on. What is the meaning of life?
Mm-hmm.
It's to put in love, put in happiness, put in joy, compassion, kindness, all of those, what I feel are high vibrational words, as much as we can in this lifetime. To me, that's the meaning of life, is to, you know, and it's different. I think it's different for everybody. And I feel like most of us that are listening or on this call right now get that. They understand that. And they acknowledge, like Elisa, you're acknowledging, you are releasing and letting go of a lot of ancestral stuff and family stuff. So thanks for doing that work for us. like,
for me too, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Thanks, guys.
And I'm still trying to, you know, I'm not an astrologer or anything, but the new moon, even days before, a few days before, this is the second night I've had these vivid, very vivid dreams, and I would just go to sleep thinking, okay, I'm good now, go back and go right back into the same dream, the same
wow.
setting and everything. It's kind of like, what are you trying to tell me, you know? It's and one I can't even talk about. The other one, I don't remember. I want to just forget it because I woke up not even feeling good. It was really weird, strange. I want to call it almost a nightmare, but it wasn't.
Wow.
But it's really strange. I mean, the day after that, I said, okay, we're going to open windows and clear the house. Because I smudged and everything and nothing. It was still the same. I opened the windows and I felt different. But last night, oh my gosh. We had the windows open the night before. I had them open yesterday and I had to close them because they're cutting grass. And it was just, the energy was just very, very bad. Even my husband was up a couple nights ago with the same thing. Yeah, I couldn't sleep. So I don't know if I'm just getting more people to come and visit that shouldn't be here or what, you know. It's, usually I can tell, you know, it's good. But I don't know what about this new moon energy this time. If it's just everything going on in the world, I'm just getting the backlash or something. It's just really strange.
Yeah, that I don't know. Maybe we bring it up again on Thursday, see what Liz picks up. sometimes she does listen to the podcast when she's not on. Sometimes she'll just listen to it to keep up to date. She's better at it than I am. I'm like, I missed it. Oh well, what happened? I don't even ask. But but I think because is it the new moon or is it a full moon coming up?
Full moon.
All right.
Yeah,
is that coming up?
I thought the full moon was last night.
Yeah, I took a picture of it this morning when I got up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I saw that with the fog.
And
I saw that with the fog.
So I thought, okay, maybe that's why. Because I have trouble sleeping during the full moon. New moons don't bother me at all. Actually, I get more rest for a new moon. So I'm more sensitive, I guess, during the new moon, the full moons. But
okay.
I could even stay in the house to call. That's how the energy is.
Wow.
I'm outside trying to soak it all up. So, I don't know. I was thinking maybe we brought it home somewhere from something and it followed us home. I don't know.
You have been traveling a little bit, haven't you? Like camping and...
No. Well, camping.
No,
we haven't done that since June. That's been a couple months. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we don't even see family anymore. My daughter and grandson come over, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're those loners that we don't go anywhere. We stay home. Except Bruce, he has to work. So he's been working. And maybe something attached to him or something. So I might have to smudge and put salt.
Salt and vinegar, wash your clothes and salt and vinegar, stuff like that.
Yeah, I always put vinegar in, but I always put salt outside the doors, so if anybody comes in, it keeps any negative energy out, so maybe I need to redo it again.
Do if you can get some dried lavender, if you have dried lavender, put that out there too, that's love.
I like the smell of the plant, but I can't stand the smell of anything lavender after that.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, like bath oil or aromatherapy.
Well, how about the plant? How about the plant dried? Would you be okay with that?
I gotta find some more.
Yeah, because you can buy it, just health food store, and they would have a bag of like dried lavender, and just sprinkle that around the house. I'd keep a little dish of dried lavender just sitting on the counter. But whenever all my stuff was going on, I did the sea salt and lavender outside the perimeter of my house, and then I did black salt inside because there was an energy stuck in there that I was, same thing, smudging the whole nine yards. And then finally, here's the interesting thing that somebody brought up, and I know we're rolling here over time, but somebody said, check in with your energy that you've over the years, the energy that you've put out there, and it may be some residual of that. And I felt that because I knew where the energy was in my house, and it was like, okay, I got it. I think I figured out that energy was residual from when my family lived in the house, and my partner and I would not necessarily, we didn't fight, but it was, sometimes you have conversations, right? And so, but what I found out later on was, in her perspective, there was animosity and there was negativity being thrown at me. So that energy, could manifest itself. So, sadness, grief.
Sadness. I've been thinking about my daughter a lot. That could be.
Yeah,
but I don't think she would. That would bring that much.
No,
that
no,
kind of energy. I know her energy, so
yeah,
kind of odd energy. Yeah. So
yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. I'm gonna look for some of that.
Yeah, they'll dry the lavender because that's love. That's love. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you do look at black salt, which is actually lava, it's like lava salt, but it's black salt. Mm-hmm. Just don't in human places it kind of sticks. We had a rough time kind of cleaning up, because I put it on tile and stuff, but it kind of stuck. So but if you get some of that put on the inside, I'd put it in a bowl or something, sit it in the corner, something like that. But
okay.
It's an interesting time for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well,
definitely.
I want to stay on all day. I want to stay on here all day.
I know. I don't get to talk to you very much, so this is really nice.
I know. Yeah. Well, we'll have to do a little conversation sometime. Just maybe get Liz on, because we do Zoom calls, and you're more than welcome to join us. We do them generally Sunday night. So if you're interested, let me know, and I'll send you the link. But
okay.
Usually it's Liz, Elisa, our friend Anita, Amy, me, and sometimes an occasional guest. But, you know, it's good. It's fun. It's good energy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Okay.
All right. I love it.
Nice for you to call in, Marguerite.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, thank you, guys.
Love you.
Hope you
love
get
you
guys. Yeah, me. Yeah. That's why I'm outside getting some air, oxygen in my.
Right.
Yes. Well, thank
right.
you very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, maybe call in. Maybe call in on Thursday, and we'll see if we can. If you want to look at the dreams, we can do that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, ladies.
Okay.
Thank you.
Love you
guys.
Love you too.
Love you. Well, thanks, Anna, also for co-hosting.
Oh,
what a fun show. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your insight and wisdom. So you can go host any old time, you know. Anyway, I will wrap things up. Liz will be back on, as far as I know, she should be back on Thursday. Hopefully she had a good day today with her son. And if you do need to reach us, you can email loablend@gmail.com and include your name and birthday, your question, and just know we will read it on the air unless you tell us, don't read this part on the air. So do some editing if you don't want us to. It is a radio show. So we will do those things. But hopefully everyone is having a good day. Continue fighting the good fight. Actually, don't even fight. Just be good. Have a wonderful day. And let the light do the work to brighter days ahead. Love you all.
Love you.
Bye.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good. Tell me that.